Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest is going to go to the Kentucky Speedway coming up this weekend. So it's a night race, which adds a different dimension, the Quaker State 400. And that is Martin Truex, of course, NASCAR star, and is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Martin, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We are good, man. Thanks for hopping on with us again. I know we chatted with you last summer as well, but in that time, you've switched teams, right? You're now Toyota with Joe Gibbs, yep. And we all know Joe Gibbs because I'm a football player, obviously. I grew up a Redskins fan, so I know him as a football coach, not as a car owner. What's the transition been like for you?
It's been really good, honestly. I mean, the last couple seasons I was with Furniture Racing, and we had we raced Toyotas, and so we had a technical partnership with Joe Gibbs Racing, and I really got to know a lot of the guys there, and we kind of shared information and built cars together and shared technology and all that kind of stuff. So the transition's been really smooth. It's probably gone, honestly, even better than I expected. You know, I think to switch teams, to, you know, do all that and be sitting here just halfway through the year with four wins and second playoff standings, it's really been a good start. So, you never know how things are going to go exactly on a new team, but it's all been really, really good, and hopefully we can continue the success.
You know, one of the things that I always think about, it baffles me in some ways, but probably it doesn't, because you explained it a little bit there, sharing technologies and building things together. A team feels like, what we do in football or basketball or even baseball. How is racing on race day a team? And like, you know what I mean? It's like, how are you helping one another on race day, if that makes any sense of a question?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it's kind of a tale of two stories, really. I mean, you work, we have at Joe Gibbs Racing, we have four cars. So we work together throughout the week. We build, obviously we share everything and build the same race cars. And we throughout the weekend, we have meetings and talk about our cars and how they're driving and the things we change to make them better. And we really don't hold any secrets back. And when they drop the green flag on Sunday, we all want to beat each other, right? So it's you work together all week, and then you try to beat each other on Sunday, and that's just the way it is. And it works out really well, especially with, for our team at Joe Gibbs Racing, we have three other great drivers. We all get along well. But we're fierce competitors on the racetrack, and, we're able to put on a show. So it's so far so good. It's all been great, and hopefully it stays that way.
Yeah, don't question it too much. If it's working, just keep rolling. Talking to Martin Truex here on Tiki and Tierney. Here's what I want to know, because certain golfers, and we talk about certain golf courses that fit your eye. You hear that often, mm-hmm. Like this hole, even as hacks, you step up, you're like, oh, yeah. this kind of feels right. This is the way
Tiger
my ball goes.
Tiger at the Masters, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tiger at Augusta.
No doubt. And your eye seems to fit the track that you're racing at coming up this weekend, but the tracks are the same. They're like they're uniform dimensions. So when you go to the Kentucky Speedway, do you just feel like what is it about that track that makes you feel at home, because you tend to dominate it?
Yeah, I mean, just, the last two seasons here, it's just been incredible. And, I credit a lot of that to my team. And just we were able to – they repaved this track just a few years ago, and we were just able to hit on something that worked, a feel that I liked in the car, just kind of knowing what I needed to feel in it, and then being able to give me that. And, sometimes you go to tracks and you're just like, what you're looking for, but you can't find it, yeah. And you have to have that whole combination because it's so competitive. So we've been fortunate enough to hit it right. And I like the racetrack and you come in with a positive attitude and a good past history. It's always good for that momentum. So hopefully we can keep it going. A lot has changed since last year when we came here, the cars now, the rules and the way you set the cars up and all that. I mean, it's totally different. So, it's really going to be a new learning curve coming in here this weekend.
Yeah, that's the Quaker State 400. It's at 7:30 p.m. This is on Saturday NBC, I should say, Sports Network. How different or difficult is it racing at night versus, in the height of the day when these races are usually going off?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that, honestly, it's probably a little bit easier just because the cooler the track is, the better the tires stick to it.
Yeah.
So you run a little bit faster. The car handles a little bit better. And the nighttime element, something about it, just, you know, I think most of us that race grew up racing on short tracks, you know, or local short tracks. And most of those races tend to be on Saturday night. So it kind of brings you back to your roots a little bit. It has that kind of old school feel to it, I think. And, you know, seeing the sparks fly and the cars hitting the track and making the sparks come out and all that is always something that's added at night, which makes it more exciting.
All right, so we're talking to Martin Truex with us here on Tiki and Tierney. And, you know, I got to ask you, because last time we had John, we all know you're a devout Eagles fan, which makes it interesting because you got the Eagles, you're talking to a Giant, you got Gibbs with the Redskins. I mean, come on, what happened to Dallas? Where is it? Do you have any Dallas connection with you here? But what I want to know, because we need to get you on the record with this, did you want them to jettison Nick Foles? Did you? Carson Wentz is good. He's really good. Also a little bit banged up. Did they make the right decision with your football team at quarterback?
I'll let you know in about 6 months. How's that?
That's not good enough, Dave, if you want to know the truth. We got to get you on the record. Now, hey, you can always say you were wrong, but we got to get an opinion today, Martin. That's how we roll on Tiki and Tierney. Come on.
I'll tell you this. I'm nowhere near the expert at football that you guys are, and so I'm not going to stick my foot in my mouth, but I am a big Wentz fan. I think he's going to, you know, he's an incredible quarterback, but, man, Foles was just like – clockwork, you know, when the pressure was on, you couldn't phase him. And, you know, hopefully Wentz can stay healthy and get back to where he was a few years ago.
You know, it's interesting, Martin, because we've talked to golfers and they talk about these other sports while they're in their, you know, in the locker room or they're putting around or messing around. Are NASCAR drivers as ingrained in the other sports as some of these other sports are? Or are you guys still overly focused? You know what I mean? Is there a rivalry because of your home you know, team, whoever it may be?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, inside the garage and inside the team, there's always, you know, during football season, of course, we, you know, typically race on Sunday, so we miss a lot of it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A lot of guys play fantasy football, and, you know, everybody's kind of trash-talking about their teams, especially when they're playing head-to-head, right? You know, so that's all fun, and, you know, I definitely enjoy the game, love watching football, and going to some games here and there as well. So it's been fun, and it'll be a little bit different this season driving for Coach Gibbs, and we'll have to see what kind of input he has.
Yeah, you know,
things like that should be fun.
Pardon me, Martin. I don't know if this is true, but I would gather that in terms of the football rivalry, it's probably a little bit more college-oriented because, you know, a lot of drivers from the South, not all, but a lot of them, SEC country, ACC country, you know. I mean, I would imagine you get a lot of Bama-Auburn battles in Florida and, you know, LSU, right? You probably get a little bit more of that than the NFL?
No, I would say it's probably half and half.
Okay.
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. So, yeah, I mean, it's obviously both. Both are followed very closely by a lot of different people, so it's definitely fun to be a part of that and just talk about it and hear what people think. And of course, when you go down to Talladega, it gets a little bit crazy.
With,
Alabama and Auburn fans,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
nuts,
yeah, no, it's awesome. All right, Martin, you're fifth now. I think BT mentioned this, fifth in the standings in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup race currently. Joey Logano sitting atop, but you're tied for the most. No, you're second most with wins with four on the season. How do you make up ground here?
Well, it's been good. You know, as I mentioned earlier, new team, new season, a lot of new things. You know, I think that being just past halfway with four wins is probably, you know, I would say maybe even a little bit better than I expected. So
yeah,
that's good. And now I think we've just, and especially here lately, I think in the last, I don't know, eight or nine races, we won four of them. So we've kind of just starting to get hot. It seems like we have a bad race and then we win. And then we have a bad race and then we win. So we had a bad race last weekend. So we win again at Kentucky, but just trying to get that consistency a little bit better,
yeah,
you know, for when the playoffs start, because when the playoffs start with those elimination races, if you have one bad race, you're going to find yourself where you don't want to be, and that's on the outside. So keep that consistency going. Hopefully put some more wins in the win column and try to collect as many bonus points as we can for
yeah,
the playoffs.
I got to tell you, Martin, I've been in the racing for a long time. I grew up in Southwest Virginia in Martinville, was not that far away from me. BT hasn't been to a race yet. I got to get him to one.
I got to get to one, man.
I was at Pocono with you guys last year. I was in the pace car. And so I've seen it up close more recently. I got to get BT down there. But we just want to wish you good luck and appreciate you hopping on with us this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. on NBC Sports Network. Martin and the rest of these guys will be out there for the Quaker State 400. Good luck, Martin. Appreciate you hopping on again with us.
Always a pleasure, guys. Hope to see you this year. It's a race somewhere.
Most certainly.
There you go.
Be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.